Our first scripture reading today is from Psalm chapter 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Our second scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. The glory of Zion. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
And Lord, I do pray today that I speak a word of encouragement to those who are here, and God, to those who are listening by the podcast, that you would allow the words, God, to bless and encourage them. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. One more video. This is a part of my sermon. I didn't feel like I could sing it, so I went out and got the original. But I hope that it blesses you. Listen to the words. I made sure that we found a copy that had the words. So if you could play that video for me.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up, I like the waves, I rise up.
Oh, that was fast. I was still listening, and I was with her when I told her to cut it down a little bit. It was a little long, but this song just really came to me as I was thinking about the title of my sermon this week is It's a New Day, and thinking about this song when I was thinking about when we come to a point in our lives when we feel like the first words that said, I'm broken down and tired. I'm tired of living life like this. I'm tired of going through, and I was really kind of tying it into, because this is breast cancer awareness, but into those two people who are, you've been going through a long time. You've either had a diagnosis that was unexpected, but it's been a difficult battle to go through. Family, that it's been a while and you've been going through it and you're like, God, I'm getting a little tired of this journey. I'm getting tired of it. Have you ever been there where you felt like, gosh, it's getting to be too much. I just can't take much more of it. Well, I want to talk today from the topic of it's a new day. It's a new day. Take a deep breath and know that God is with us. Know that even when it feels like you can't make it, He's made promises that He's going to keep to you. If He promised He's your healer, He's your healer. And I'm here today for you. Keep on running that race. It's what the song said. She said, say, fight left. But I could, that's how I feel today. I can see the fight in you. Whatever it is that you're going through, I can see the fight in you. And between you can go through, you can rise up and continue on that journey. You can continue to walk that walk. She said, we'll walk it out. We'll walk it out together. We can walk that walk out of that battle, that journey, that thing that's got you so tired and worn, because I've been there. I have to say, I was going to share this later in my sermon, but I think about when I was caregiving for my parents, and this is two parents that were, one has Alzheimer's and the other one was chronically ill. She had diabetes and she had a stroke later in life, but before that, she was having a hard time walking, and it was just a lot. And my siblings were good, but I was there in the house with them, and it began to get overwhelming, almost just too much at some times. And I remember I would cry out to God, God, I need you to help me. Give me strength to continue to go on with this. And I'd tell my sister, I said, this is getting to be overwhelming for me, but God is so good. He gives you strength. When you cry out to Him and you, Him, He actually does give you strength. I would get up the next day. It's a new day. Get up. We go the things we had to do, but it wasn't on my own. It was in the strength that God gave me. Now, my first scripture today, if you happen to watch my Tuesday prayers on Facebook, I shared this, but I want to share this because to me it really blessed me, and it's a really good example of rising up, of it being a new day. And it's from Isaiah 60:1, and I did it in the Amplified because it really explains sometimes what we feel like. It says, "Arise from the depression and the prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen up on you. Rise up. His glory is within you." That's what gives us the strength to keep coming, to keep going, to keep doing, to come out of what it said, your depression. Life can really bring you down sometimes. But because God is so good, He's so good. His love is so good. His strength, when He gives you strength, you can rise up and come out of those. You can come out of the depression. You can come out of that being feeling so overwhelmed. But it's in His presence. It's in His presence that you come out of that. It's when you're spending time with Him. That's that when you can rise. I love that scripture because it gives me hope that His glory fills us. His glory fills the place. His glory fills us, and we can rise and go on into a new day. Go into a new day, and He's going to take you and carry you through. I have to say, in that journey, it got hard sometimes, but He carried me through. I made it through. And on the other side, I really found joy. Who would have guessed? I wouldn't have. That through all of those things that I went through, that I would walk into joy. I'd walk into His joy. But it's because He's so good. He's so good. His love for us is so amazing that we can rise up in Him. We can walk it out, as she said in the song. We can walk those issues that we're going through, those trials, knowing that on the other side, God has joy for you. There's victory on the other side of that. So, next scripture is from Psalms 34:19. And in this scripture, this is one that when I was going through my cancer journey, that I spoke of, I read a lot and just kind of dwelt with and dealt with a lot. It's Isaiah 34:19. It says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all." We all have trials. We do. We all go through many things. There's more than just one thing that we go through in life, but He does deliver us out of them all. And that's our hope. Our hope is that when I go through, that He's there to bring me out. That His love is there to carry me, that He covers me in His protection, that He does give me strength as I come through. It's important that we know, especially as caregivers, that as you're going through this, know that it doesn't last always. Many, many are the afflictions. That means a lot of stuff's going to happen to us. A lot of things in a lifetime. We're going to go through a lot of things, but know that God will bring you out of it. Yeah. You can trust and you can depend on Him. Feel so strongly today. Some things in my mind as I was getting ready for this, but I just feel so strongly to encourage you to know you can begin again. You can have a new day. It's a new day because His glory is with you. His strength gives you strength to get up the next day and keep on fighting. There's a song we sing in my family church, and it's called "This Is the Day That the Lord Has Made. I shall rejoice and be happy in it and be glad." Every day you get up, you get to start again, knowing that He's going to carry you through, knowing that He loves you and has you, and that's the God who keeps His promises this morning. So, I want to share a story that I've heard many times, and I'm just kind of, as you all know, in December it will be 13 years that I will be cancer free. That was a journey. That was truly a journey that I went through. And there were so many times when there were some days that I just didn't really care if I went the next day or not. You know, honestly, it was hard. The chemo was hard. All of that. It was really a difficult time. But I have to say, it was the prayers of my family and friends that really kept me going on days when I couldn't pray for myself. It was those prayers that kept me going, knowing that God had me, knowing that there were two ladies, especially along with my mom, that would call me at least once a month Just, it would be out of the blue, but exactly at the time that I needed to hear their prayer, that I needed them to pray and lift me up and be my strength and let me know you can make this. Many are the afflictions, but you've got this. You can make it through this journey. And so, I want to encourage you all that to know how important your prayers are. A little aside from my topic, but, as I was coming in this morning, I felt the need to just encourage you to know how important your prayers are for those who are sick and who can't pray for themselves at the time. Whether they're sick, physically sick, whether they're mentally sick, whatever it may be, your prayers are so important. I think my Aunt Vergerine, who I was named after, she passed away just a couple years ago, but in her 90s, but she would call me once a month and she would say, I'm praying for you. How are you doing? What's going on? How, you know, just to encourage my spirit to keep going. It's important that we do that. So I want to stress just that point before I read my last scripture. How important is that we pray for each other when that person, especially that person who's sick and they can't pray for themselves, they need you. Your prayers make a difference. They truly make a difference. It truly lifts them up. I know for me, to know that they were lifting me up. There were mornings when I couldn't get out of bed, but I know that their prayers gave me strength. So I encourage you, I thank the elders, because when we were having our elders meeting, Patty would always share with me, I've been praying all day. You don't know how important that is. It seems like a task, but it's not. Someone needs you to pray for them. Someone needs that prayer. They need it. Men and women of God, to pray, not necessarily all day unless that's your calling, but to make sure that you lift those people up. When praying for you, make sure you pray for them. And more than just, okay, God, bless them. You know, sometimes we do that. I'm in a hurry, bless them, God. But truly lift them up. God, heal their bodies. God, be with them. God, minister to them in this time of need that they need you. And it's important that we do that. It's just important that we pray for each other. We pray for each other, but especially those who are going through sickness, who are, like I said, physically or mentally, sometimes their mind won't let them. They're so troubled. They're so troubled or so depressed. They need someone else to lift them up and pray for them. So my scripture, I don't want to get too far because I'll just keep on going. I'll just keep on going. But I wanted to share this scripture with you. And it's 2 Kings 20, and it's 1 through 6. I believe I only gave Lori 1 through 4, but I'll read it all because it's important. This is it's a great scripture to encourage your heart today. If you may be going through something or if you know someone that's going through something, it says, in those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to him and said, this is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with a wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. In this story, it was prayer that made the difference for Hezekiah. He'd been diagnosed. I look at it like we were. He was diagnosed with something that he wasn't going to be healed from. But God saw him and said, I'm going to heal your body. He went to God in prayer. That's why I'm saying prayer is so important. It's so important. We never know when God is going to heal. We never know. It's never too late. Go to God in prayer knowing. And if you said there's sometimes where the person who's ill is too weak, they need you to in prayer. In Hezekiah's case, they prayed through and God gave him another 15 years. He's a healer. He has compassion on us and he knows he has a job. My purpose today, I feel, is just to encourage you. First, to pray for yourself and each other, but especially for each other. Find who needs your prayers. Your prayers are powerful. Lift them up before the Lord. And also, it's to encourage you tonight before God to rise up and know that He sees you, He hears you, and it's a new day for you. It's a new day. Get up every day expecting Him to make a change for you, expecting Him to do what it is you're asking Him to do. Get up with expectation, knowing that He's a God. He hears us. He loves us. He wants to do good for His people. That's what His word says. I want to do it. Has a plan for your life. Never going to leave you. He wants. And don't give up. Even when it looks like it's not going to work, don't give up on God. Knowing that He has a plan for you. He has a good plan for you. And He's going to do that for you. So I have an activity. Because maybe I was a little deep today, but I felt it. Being a survivor, I know how important it is to have those prayers. Righteous from the house of God, from you. So I have an activity for you. There's a song and it says, I know I did the Shake It Off song. There's another one that just says to lift those problems off your shoulder. So if you're going through something today, I want to just get you to practice that. When you're not here in church and you start to hear, you know how my mom used to share this. You know how in those old cartoons, there'd be the good angel on one side and then there'd be like the devil angel on the other side saying, you know, one's telling you to do bad and one's telling you to do good. I wanted to practice to pick that one telling to trust God, that one that's telling us not to know, not to believe that God's going to take care of you. I want you to practice flicking Him off your shoulder. Do a flick. Do a flick. Like, I don't hear you. Flick Him off your shoulder. Nope, I don't hear you. I only hear that God's going to do what He's promised He's going to do for me. Amen. I only hear that God loves me. He's that He is a healer. Amen. Is a healer. I tell you, I just got across enough. And I promise every time I get a chance, I'm going to tell somebody that He's a healer because He is a healer and I want their faith to be built. He does heal. That's what He can do for you. Whatever it is that you are so concerned about today, whatever it is, broken down, God can. One more time. Flick negative voice off. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. I only hear God is my healer. I only hear that God is my Savior. He is my deliverer. He is the love of my life. That's what I hear. Amen. Amen. I'm done. Lord, I thank You. I thank You. Let's pray. God, I give You praise today. You're so wonderful. You're so amazing. I thank You for Your healing power today. I feel it, God, those that we prayed for who are going through chemo today, God, I ask that You bless and You take that chemo for them. You do it, God, just what You did for me, and I thank You for it. I give You praise, honor, and glory, Lord, that You would strengthen their body as they go through. God, You would strengthen their blood as they go through those treatments, God, and Lord, that You would allow those treatments to work. God, that they would work and that healing would come to them, and we thank You for it. We give You praise, honor, and glory today, God, for all that You do. We pray, Lord, that the word truly touched and encouraged someone today. Even if it's one person, God, that leaves out of here knowing, God, that prayer changes things. And they leave out of here, Lord, knowing that You are a healer, God. Our job is done today. And we thank You. We thank You. We thank You. Lord, give You praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.